If you need to contact Narcotics Anonymous or are interested in our sponsorship Behind the Walls program, please contact ARSC Regional H&I, P.O. Box 1351, Phoenix, Arizona 85001. NA literature can be found on the tablets in the Indovo app by searching for Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous does not endorse and is not affiliated with the tablet manufacturer, the software, or the institution.
I'm Joel, I'm an addict.
Hi, Joel.
Go ahead and start by reading the first couple of paragraphs of the Triangle of Self-Obsession. When we are born, we are conscious only of ourselves. We are the universe. We perceive little other than our basic needs, and if these needs are met, we are content. As our consciousness expands, we become aware of a world outside of ourselves. We discover that there are people, places, and things around us, and that they fulfill our needs. At this point, we also begin to recognize differences and develop preferences. We learn to want and choose. We are the center of a growing universe and expect to be provided with the things we need and want. Our source of contentment shifts from basic needs miraculously met to the fulfillment of our desires. Most children, through experiences over a period of time, come to realize that the outside world cannot provide all their wants and needs. They begin to supplement what is given to them with their own efforts. As their dependency on people, places, and things decreases, they begin to look to themselves more and more. They become more self-sufficient and learn that happiness and contentment come from within. Most continue to mature. They recognize and accept their strengths, weaknesses, and limitations. At some point, they usually seek the help of a power greater than themselves to provide the things they cannot provide for themselves. For most people, growing up is a natural process. As addicts, however, we seem to falter along the way. We never seem to outgrow the self-centeredness of the child. We never seem to find the self-sufficiency that others do. We continue to depend on the world around us and refuse to accept that we will not be given everything. We become self-obsessed. Our wants and needs become demands. We reach a point where contentment and fulfillment are impossible. People, places, and things cannot possibly fill the emptiness inside of us, and we react to them with resentment, anger, and fear.
Thanks, Joel. You want to tell everybody who else here what we're doing?
I'm Dan from Yuma, Arizona, and I'm an addict.
Hey, Dan, I'm Tim. I'm an addict from Scottsdale, Arizona.
My name's Bobby, and I'm an addict from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Bobby.
And once again, I'm Joel W. from Phoenix, Arizona.
And we're talking about the IP, the triangle of self-obsession. And, you know, the bottom line for me is this IP embraces everything that is the disease of addiction, at least for me. And, I didn't really like reading this IP when I first got into Narcotics Anonymous because it was like a smack in the face every time that I read it. But, you know, that last line that Joel just read, resentment, anger, and fear, right? That is like the circle of what my particular disease comes in as, right? The resentment, anger, and fear. And so, you know, I didn't even realize it was fear that was my anger. And I didn't realize until I did step work that resentment was the basis of much of that fear and anger.
Yeah, I'm Tim. I'm an addict. So this pamphlet, information pamphlet, is one of our oldest pieces of literature. And I remember it being given to me and couple different things that I got in touch with right away, even before I got in touch with the true triangle of self-obsession, the resentment, anger and fear, because we'll go into more of it in the IP here in a minute. One of the things I got in touch with early on was, not only did I expect the world to give me something, basically, but I got super in touch how my self-centeredness played out. Is like I blamed everything I was, all the anger, all the rage that I had on board, all the hostility. I blamed that on the environment that I had grown up in. And what this IP did is kind of opened up my eyes to that. It's like, hey, it's like I'm causing the matter. I have a responsibility. I have a choice. Now, it was a long time before I was actually able to like really wrap my arms around that, but I had like little glimpses of that when I first read this IP and that portion of it. And then as the IP goes on, it describes me, as far as like just a walking resentment. Yeah.
My name is Bobby. I'm an addict.
Hey,
And
Bobby.
the IPs, and this one in particular, but all the IPs, what I liked about them was when I first got clean, I was so crazy that I needed small bites, And instead of just trying to read through the book, I have these IPs and it was easier to digest. This one in particular had a lot in there, and I wasn't as open-minded when I first got clean. So, I mean, I think there was a small part of me that was a little bit offended by what I was reading, However, I knew in my heart that that the way I was living was getting me put in the places that I was in, and so it was nice. I was actually incarcerated when I first read this IP and the other IPs, And it was nice to have these small bites because there's a lot in them, And the information pamphlets, have completely different topics. But I really liked that it was a small amount of literature that I could take in to, and those little bites eventually help open my mind up, and eventually I got clean and started living differently.
I'm Joel, an addict. Very, something that you said, Bobby, I thought was really impactful is how impactful the IPs were for me early on. I remember, I too found narcotics almost while I was incarcerated, and so the IPs were free. And anything free when you don't have a whole lot of money is very, very beneficial. And so I had my entire basic text had different, they were like bookmarks inside of my basic text at different points. And the triangle of self-obsession IP was a really impactful one for many reasons. But one in particular is I could never understand why coming from a family that met all of my basic needs. My parents were both married. I never went without anything. Why I was never completely fulfilled. I was never content. I always needed more. And this IP helped me understand that. It gave me some clarity to like what was going on, the contradiction and confusion inside of my spirit that caused me to be so self-obsessed and self-absorbed that and self-centered that I didn't I did couldn't reach contentment. And so I'd go out and seek these things that ultimately created a lot of consequences for me. And then in turn, which was very interesting, and we'll get into this, I think, in the second half, is that it led me to this place of resentment, anger, and fear. Because I was never really fulfilled. And so then I started getting frustrated about the consequences of my self-centered behaviors and my self-obsessed mindset that then I transitioned to this place of anger, resentment, and fear. And I was self-seeking in retrospect. I didn't learn this through my first set of steps, probably not even maybe my second set of steps, how self-seeking, self-absorbed, and self-centered I was from a very, very young age. I needed to have more baseball cards. I needed to have more food. I needed to have more attention. I needed to have more of everything. And it was all about me. When I didn't get my way, everyone around me suffered. And then when I created some wake or some havoc, then I blamed everybody for what was going on. And that was far beyond the use of drugs. And so being able to have clarity and understand, hey, I'm struggling with in a triangle of self-obsession far before the use of drugs was freeing for me, because then the solution, which we'll talk about here in a second, is on the other side of anger, resentment, and fear. And that's when we transition to this place of love, acceptance, and faith.
Yeah, you know, actually, I should probably cop to this because there's several people that'll be listening to this that are incarcerated. My first access to these IPs where I stole them at an NA meeting in prison. I paid this guy pouches of tobacco to distract the guy doing the H&I meeting while I stole all these pamphlets and put them in. So, I mean, if free is good, but stealing felt better when I first got clean, you know? So I went back to the housing unit and I was like, what is all this, these things they're bringing in here, you know? And that's how I really initially found recovery, was I stole literature and started reading it.
All right, so we're going to move on to the second part. I'm Dan, I'm an addict.
Hey, Dan.
Resentment, anger, and fear make up the triangle of self-obsession. All of our defects of character forms of these three reactions. Self-obsession is at the heart of our insanity. Resentment is the way most of us react to our past. It is the reliving of past experiences again and again in our minds. Anger is the way most of us deal with the present. It is our reaction to and denial of reality. Fear is what we feel when we think about the future. It is our response to the unknown, a fantasy in reverse. All three of these things are expressions of our self-obsession. They are the way that we react when people, places, and things, past, present, and future, do not live up to our demands. In Narcotics Anonymous, we are given a new way of life and a new set of tools. These are the 12 steps, and we work them to the best of our ability. If we stay clean and can learn to practice these principles in all our affairs, a miracle happens. We find freedom from drugs, from our addiction, and from our self-obsession. Resentment is replaced with acceptance, anger is replaced with love, and fear is replaced with faith. We have a disease that in the end forces us to seek help. We are fortunate that we are given only one choice, one last chance. We must break the trial of self-obsession. We must grow up or die. The way we react to people, places, and things is past, present, and future. The negative of past is resentment. The positive of past is acceptance. The negative of present is anger. The positive of present is love. The negative of fear, and this is the future, in the future, the negative is fear and the positive is faith. And see, so for me, again, I'm Dan and I'm an addict. Working the steps taught me the spiritual principles that were taught in the program, right? When I got to six-step area, which is where we really get into defects of character, even though we talk about them in fourth, fifth as well, is that I had to learn that not only did I have character defects, but I had assets, but I also had to learn the spiritual principles that were taught to me in first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. And had to learn that when I'm feeling that negative, like resentment of my past, right, that I can practice spiritual principle of acceptance and counteract that. And here's the thing, the God of my understanding is the way that I can get rid of character defects. However, the God of my understanding expects me to do footwork. And the footwork for me is practicing, again, like in the past, the spiritual principle of acceptance when I'm feeling resentment, and in the present to practice the spiritual principle of love when I'm feeling anger, and in the future to have faith, because I tend to oftentimes react in fear. One of you tells me something, and that has to do with my future, and I'm like, oh no, what are all the negatives I'm going to encounter? And I have to let that go. Well, one of the things that Narcotics Anonymous has taught me is to have faith, because first off, I can't even control anything beyond the top of my head and the bottom of my feet, right? And I don't even control that well sometimes, especially the head part. So what I need to do is have faith that something greater than me is taking care of those things that I can't control, and quit worrying, because worrying is just a waste of my time. Again, I feel like the triangle of self-obsession was And there's not an unimportant IP. These information pamphlets are incredible pieces of literature. And especially as Bobby had said earlier, and I think Joel, the fact that they're short, the basic text is a pretty big thing to digest. But that short IP, I can somewhat digest. But I tell you that this particular IP, I didn't have a good time digesting at first because I was so against believing that those things were true about me. And so, this goes back to my level of denial, right? I'm a creature of denial, and it takes me a moment to go, why are you in denial, Dan? And come to acceptance. And in my opinion, there is no gray area between denial and acceptance. You're either in one or the other. So I realize each time that I'm in denial that I have to come to acceptance so that I can move into a solution.
Bobby Attic,
Hey, Bob.
most of this stuff is kind of heartbreaking for me. I was so self-centered, and there was a part of me that I knew the way I had been living, it was causing great consequences. And I felt a lot of regret and shame as I initially read this stuff. And I thought about the different examples of how self-centered I was and the damage I caused. And the way it separated me from people. So it actually hurt more as I stayed clean a little bit longer until I could start getting into the recovery part. But that line always stands out to me. And it's at the very last part that you read. And it says, "We must grow up or die." And I have read all of our literature that we have available. And it's one of the only times it says, "We got to do something or we're going to die." It was profound. And I remember being on the prison yard. I was in my early 20s, and I remember these people walking around. They were like 50 years old, and they acted like they were 15 years old. And I remember thinking, how odd is it that I'm in a place called the Department of Corrections, and nobody is ever going to correct them? They'll be acting like they're 15 years old until they die in there. And what happened was I was like, that's me. Like, if I don't grow up, I'm going to be in a place like this forever, you know? And it was a big turning point. That line, "We must grow up or die," is heavy. And but I needed to be slapped into reality, because the reality was that if I didn't, something big and profound did not happen in my life, I would have used to the bitter ends. So thank God there's that other line too that says, "Or we find a new way to live."
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby. I'm Tim. I'm an addict.
Hey, Tim.
So this IP I pick up over the years, I pick it up regularly and reread it because it has been so impactful. Two of the things that are super impactful for me about the IP is identifying, because it speaks to me about me. The resentment and the anger. When I first got clean, I thought I had an anger problem, and come to find out, what I really had was a rage problem, which means I had never ever experienced any emotions. I had literally suppressed all of them. And I discovered this through doing step work, and that journey started when I read this information pamphlet. The resentment piece, I literally was a walking resentment. I had never forgiven anybody in my entire life before I got clean. My sponsor suggested that forgiveness would be helpful. And I told him I had no clue how to do that. And he suggested that I ask my higher power to borrow forgiveness. And so that's the way I started with it. I continued to do step work. I was able to identify like what some of my parts in those were. And then moving on to the anger piece, what I discovered is that for the most part, anger is a secondary emotion. And it talks about in the IP as far as us not accepting reality, like acceptance being the key. And the reality is that I'm a human being that has emotions, even though I wanted to be armored up and this tough guy and not have any emotions whatsoever. the truth of the matter was is that there were times that I felt happy, but you weren't going to see it. There were other times that I felt sad or disappointed, but I could barely even admit that to myself. You know, being frustrated, sad, confused, afraid. So what did I do? I went immediately to anger. And that for me was the not accepting reality piece. And it all started, it started with this IP and it continued in the step work where I was able to identify, okay, not only is anger a lack of acceptance of things that are going on around me, with people in my life, and even probably even more importantly is that I wasn't practicing self-acceptance, which is another information pamphlet we have, which is self-acceptance. It's like I wasn't accepting my humanness. So yeah, this, like I said, this is a an IP that I revisit on a real regular basis.
I'm Joel, I'm an addict.
Hey, Joel.
So it's so this is such a beautiful opportunity to really reflect on a whole bunch of different aspects of my life, hearing your guys' experience and also just thinking back to different stages where this IP has been such instrumental piece in the maturation of Joel and coming to a better understanding of who I am and just my experience through the 12 steps that anger was very comfortable for me. Early on, I was mad at the world, and I had my blame thrower out all the time. It was so easy to be in resentment and blame other people. I could blame the judge and blame my daughter's mom and blame everybody around me, but never was capable of looking at myself, and wasn't capable or willing to tell you that I was scared. But I was definitely living in a lot of fear, and fear drove the anger, which drove the tough guy mentality. But it when I get down to the exact nature of all of it, the entire time I was just a scared, confused little boy. And so I masked it with all that stuff. And the reality of it was, is through this 12-step process, I got to take a look at the fact that I wasn't really angry. I was just confused about my emotions and I was insecure and I was fearful and getting, and the resentment piece, like I realized that the resentments weren't serving me any purpose anymore. I didn't need to blame anybody else. I needed to look within and see how Joel could make adjustments in Joel's life to be able to clean up my side of the street and be able to move forward and not be, hold on to that baggage anymore. Because the reality of it was, and in one of our readings, it says through our inability to accept personal responsibility, we're actually creating our own problems. And when I heard that line over and over and over again, I realized, wow, Joel, it's you're responsible for everything. They're not to blame anymore. And the resentments just started to dissipate. And through, four step and sharing it in my fifth step work, I freed myself of some of that stuff. And so, and a lot of that happened while I was incarcerated, which is, an interesting place to like come to a place of love, acceptance, and faith. That wasn't my experience my first time incarcerated. That those principles weren't applicable for the lifestyle I was living in that prison sentence, but they became applicable my second time around, and I no longer was the tough guy. I just became Joel W, the soft, cuddly cat who was okay being vulnerable and transparent and sharing my emotions and saying, "Hey, I love you. I'm learning to love myself and working to a place of acceptance of the fact that I was responsible for things, and then moving to a place of faith that my higher power was going to help me get to where I wanted to be at, and I knew that this 12-step process was going to work for me." And so, now when I look back, I have a bunch of stuff. Things aren't perfect in my life. And there's a lot of things that it'd be very easy to still be resentful about and angry about and live in fear about. And I don't do it perfectly by any means. But for the most part, through awareness and through understanding of this specific IP, I can move from that place of anger, resentment, and fear that I still find, with 16 years clean, to a place of love, acceptance, and faith if I choose to. And thankfully, I have the opportunity to make that choice today because it wasn't a choice before I understood how this could come to, life in my life. And so I'm super grateful, for this realization, this understanding, because it frees me up. I know that the anger doesn't enrich my life. Resentment doesn't enrich my life. Fear does not enrich my life. But love, acceptance, and faith are principles that do. And I like to have a life that's enriched, that when my spirit is fed and not it's not pulling away from me. And the cool thing is in chapter four, excuse me, in the step 4 in Ibrahimtown White. It says we can quit being the person we invented and start being who we are. And an understanding of this in my life allows me just to be who I am today. I don't need to be the person I thought I was or the person I created to hide all those insecurities and that self-centered Joel that used to be. I can just be Joel today. And there's a lot of freedom in that. So
Extreme.
I'm Dan, I'm an addict. And
Hey,
something
Dan.
I just want to add really quick, and this is because when Tim was sharing, it dawned on me too. When I first got into Narcotics Anonymous and I started working with a sponsor, I really was under the impression that I had no resentments. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. I had no resentments. But thank God for working with a sponsor. As I would talk about, things in my life, he'd go, "No resentments, huh? No resentments." I truly believed that I had no resentments, and I had a resentment list 7 feet long. So, it, again, steps and sponsorship and service positions, all of those are so important. And that's all I have. And it looks like our time is up at this point, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
If you would like to speak directly with a member of Narcotics Anonymous, please contact our phone line at 844-991-AA0. Again, that's 844-991-2962.